have a secret. Not a lot of people know this about me, but I had an alias. It came from a different time of my life, a different love of my life. And that love was not from a man. It wasn't from a woman either. It was a love affair I had with a small southern town, the buckle of the Bible Belt, Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, that's what you said. So let me just set the scene for you. It was 1987, and I was graduating from Northwestern University from the journalism school. And back then, we made what we called videotape. And we put our stories together of our various reports and hoped that some small station out there, please don't be Fargo, would call us. And so Greenville, South Carolina came calling for me. It was a station called WYFF, Your Friend Four. We all have our shticks. The anchors were Carl Clark, Annette Estes, and Charlie Gertz. These things you remember. And so let me just, before I tell you what my alias was, let me just set the scene of Greenville, South Carolina. You all know that South Carolina was the first state to vote to secede, right? Okay. Well, Greenville was this little town. It was an old textile center of the South, and it was home to a number of things. Bob Jones University. Yeah, and so Bob Jones is a fundamentalist Christian college, not at all like Park School. And so they believe that you incorporate the biblical worldview into everything you do. Okay, so no rock and roll, no drinking, and luckily they just canceled their ban on interracial dating in 2000, the year 2000. Okay. Really opened up a world there. So I went down to Greenville for my interview, and I was wearing my, blue suit and my blue pumps and my blue pantyhose. I think you actually can't buy blue pantyhose anymore. And I had this, bank teller hairdo. We all had that. Didn't we all have that hairdo back then? Anyway, so I go down, and I'm going for my interview, and everything's going well, and the news director said to me, I could tell he really liked me and I was going to get this job, but he said to me, "Kid, about your name." And I thought, what's wrong with Deborah? I don't have a problem here. He said, "The wiener." It's a little ethnic. Now, I got to tell you, and I'm really serious about this, having grown up with Zuckermans and Lipschitzes, that's worse. Lipschitz is worse. I'm sorry. And Handwerger. I didn't get it. But I, in my gut, was sort of prepared for it. So he wanted me to change my name. And, I thought about it very, very hard. And after about a minute or so, I really wanted this first job in TV, I said I would change my name. Though I did hear the sound of my grandparents spinning in their graves, and I thought all that schlepping from the shtetl, and what am I about to do? So I did what I had to do. I just chopped off the wiener. And I took my brother's middle name, which was Ross, and so I became this other person, Deborah Ross, like Diana Ross. I'm coming out, coming. So anyway, so here I was. I had this new name, this little one-syllable, non-ethnic name, and I headed down to South Carolina, and I assimilated very quickly. I ate the food, the boiled peanuts and the pickled beets and the pulled pork, and the sweet tea. And I listened to the country music. I was into Randy Travis and Garth Brooks and the Judds, Naomi and Winona. I could even name, like, NASCAR drivers. I think I can still do it. Davy Allison, the Petties, Kyle and Richard, and the Waltrips, Michael and Daryl. Yes! So I was really fitting in. I dated a nice Southern Baptist boy. That went over well. And I felt at home. I really felt at home. I even covered the story. I don't know if you all remember the Tammy Faye Baker and Jim Baker story. I loved that story. So I was fitting in. And so one day, as all these stories do go to that one day, I was covering the city council. I really sort of cut my teeth in Greenville as a reporter, and I was assigned to cover local politics. And I was covering the city council, and every Monday night they had a meeting. And, you know, I always got to the meeting a little bit early so I could work my sources and find out what the scoop was and needed a new story for the 11 o'clock news. And I was a very aggressive young reporter, so I was always kind of working it. And so I arrived in the council chambers, and as I was heading in, I saw Dayton Walker. Now, Dayton Walker was a very proud graduate of Bob Jones University. He was also a city council member, and he used to run the Christian radio station in town. And Dayton was the most conservative member of the city council. Now, everybody was conservative, so he's over here. So, and he was always in a very dark suit and, you know, the kind of man you can't really imagine in anything but a dark suit and the kind of man you don't want to imagine out of the dark suit. And so here I was, you know, all ready, and he called me over and he said, "I heard something." And I thought, good, I need a story. I got nothing. I need something for tonight. What's the scoop? And he said, "I heard something about you." That never starts or ends well. And I said, "Well, what did you hear? What did you hear?" And he leans into me and his eyebrows raise, and I get closer, a little too close, and he says, "I heard that you're Jewish." And at that point, I could just feel my horns starting to protrude from my head, from my bank teller hair. And so I said, "Yeah." And he said to me, "I will never, ever forget these two things," he said to me. "I just want you to know that I love the Jewish people." Followed by, some of you may know, your gut may be telling you the next thing he said, "And I loved Fiddler on the Roof." So I thought to myself, I really hope he doesn't tell my black cameraman that he loves Roots. He didn't. But, you know the song in Fiddler on the Roof, "Far from the Home I Love"? That's how I felt at that point. So I didn't really, I was outed, right? So Deborah Ross was thoroughly and officially outed. And from that day forward, my name really felt less like an alias and more like a well-worn Halloween costume. And so from that day forward, whenever I would go back to the city council meeting, which I would continue to do, and I would see Dayton Walker, and I would hope that he had a better scoop for me than "You're a Jew," which he really never did. But I would walk in, and I would see him, and he would look at me, and I could just swear that he was hearing, "Anna Tefka." "Anna Tefka." Thank you.